Rock and roll will never die. Forrest, that was very moving and very human. I appreciate that. I will cherish this Elvis license plate. I only wish you could have gone by Graceland and picked up some of the little plastic replicas of Elvis that you can purchase there. But I appreciate it greatly and will indeed fix it to my bumper when I get back to Washington. Let me now go to the main business of this luncheon. First of all, before I do introduce our featured speaker, just a couple of news announcements that I am a journalist by profession, so I have to keep track of these mundane matters even while attending the Philadelphia Society. And I picked up an item in the Associated Press wire this morning that may have slipped your attention because you were immersed in the proceedings here, but it is apropos of the strong emphasis that has been placed in this meeting on the state of public education in America. In a rather dramatic reversal this morning, the Reverend Jerry Falwell and Paul Weyrich conducted a joint press conference in which they came out in favor of sex education in the public schools. Their reasoning was that if the schools taught that the way they taught everything else, then soon nobody would know how to do it anymore. In a related development, the National Council of Churches this morning issued a statement condemning the Reverend Falwell for mixing religion and politics. This, of course, is something which the National Council of Churches itself is not guilty because it has nothing to do with religion. Now, before I do introduce our speaker, I would like to introduce three members of his family who are with him here at the Philadelphia Society. They are his lovely wife, Annette, and two of his four daughters, Cecilia and Felicia. Would you stand, please, to be recognized? And in case you're in doubt, the one with the long black hair is Mrs. Kirk. The gentleman I'm about to introduce is someone that is, of course, known to all of you and has been known to me ever since I was a student at Yale University 30 years ago. He is the author of 24 books, I believe, and as Mrs. Kirk said, she has difficulty reading them as fast as he writes them. The books are all excellent, and I'm sure many of you have read most of them. The two, however, that stand out, to me at least, and I think to many others, are the book, The Conservative Mind, which came out in 1953 and remains a foundation stone of the entire modern conservative movement. And the other book that I find in many ways is his greatest book, and one that I do commend to your attention if you have not read it, is The Roots of American Order, a truly seminal a formative book that should be read by everyone who wants to understand the American experience and indeed the meaning of the Western experience in general. I would like to read to you the explanation of the address that he is about to give. He suggested this topic himself in a letter to Don Lipset written back in December, and the relevant paragraph reads as follows. I propose to give the Society an address, fitted in where you will, of a stirring character, exhorting the members to smite and spare not. Perhaps you can arrange to have me accompanied by fife and drum. Let us entitle my oration, The Wise Men Know What Wicked Things Are Written on the Sky. I borrow a line from the Ballad of the White Horse. It could be the White House also, I guess. In fact, that has all kinds of suggestive ramifications, doesn't it? It is a great honor for me to present to you at this time the president of the Philadelphia Society and the founding father of modern American conservatism, Professor Russell Kirk.